Hi, my name is Swift. I'm a junior. This is the story of me getting my first job. I was 16 and I was like, hey, you know it would be great? Pocket money. That would be fun. I wouldn't have to ask my parents and feel guilty a lot. So there were a couple of stores in town. I thought I might go and ask if they had any, if they were looking for any part-time work, people coming after school to like help with anything. So one store in my town is this record store called Toonerville Trolley, which is this tiny, tiny record store run by this 50-year-old, extremely like genial man named Hal. And I really like it. I got some records there periodically. I went, so that was the first store I went to. And I was like, hey, Hal, are you looking to get any help? Like part-time work, someone to help you run the shop? And he's like, yeah, can you start on Monday? And I'm like, what? Oh, yes. And he's like, great, okay, here's the thing. He like gave me a tour, like taught me how to do the like run the cash register, showed like gave me like a sample, like this is how, if I were buying this CD, you'd do this and this. Here's how to open the CD cases. I'm like, okay, oh, this is cool. And he's like, okay, here's a key to the store. I'm gonna be out on Monday, so will you come in at like 8 in the morning and stay here until 6:30 and just like, run the store? I'm like, yes. And so he's like, okay, I'll like your key opens one of the locks. I'll leave the other one unlocked, and you just, come in and start. So I show up, and he's gone. And he's like left a note of like things that I can do if when no one is in there, because it's a record store, and nobody's ever in there, because record stores are dying in a very sad way. And I go behind the counter and play my music for the day, and there's no one else in the store because it's tiny, and I am Hal for the day. And sell a couple of CDs. I sell like just enough to like clear my pay. I take some money from the cash register and leave a note saying how much I took my pay, and lock up. And every couple of weeks, Hal would call and would be like, "Hey Sam, I'm off. I have to leave for this afternoon to be on a doctor's appointment. Can you come in from like 3 to 6 and do everything in the store for me?" And I'm like, "Yes." And over the next couple of years, I would periodically get a call and go and do my first job, where I had more responsibility than most other jobs I've ever had in my life. But it was also like scary being there and having nobody come in because nobody buys records anymore, and just sort of sitting there and feeling like increasingly weirdly guilty that I wasn't minding the store right because nobody was coming in to buy records, even though it wasn't my fault at all. And that's the story of my first job.